This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Kara Rintala, who was accused of killing her wife in 2010, is out on bail 2 months after the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court vacated her 2016 conviction. She now faces a possible fourth trial. New England Public Media's Karen Brown reports.
Kara Rintala's friends and family were jubilant in the courthouse lobby after Judge Richard Carey granted Rintala $50,000 bail. The bail amount was a compromise. Rintala had asked to be released on her own recognizance, while prosecutor Stephen Gagne requested $100,000 in order to reduce the risk of flight.
I think that a significant amount of cash bail is warranted by the nature and the circumstances of this case. Obviously, this being the most serious criminal offense a person could be charged with in Massachusetts, and the potential penalty that she faces if convicted.
Gagne also wanted Rintala to stay in Massachusetts, but the judge ruled she could move in with her parents and 14-year-old daughter in Rhode Island, as long as she wears a GPS ankle bracelet and follows other conditions.
Ms. Rintala, do you understand all those conditions?
Yes.
Do you agree to abide by those conditions?
Yes.
After the hearing, Rintala's stepfather, Carl Montagna, said there was one thing on their agenda.
Just get her home. That's what this is all about. Just get her home.
What's unclear is how long Rintala will get to stay home. In 2016, Rintala was convicted of murdering her wife, Anna Marie Cochran, after two previous trials ended in hung juries. Cochran had been found dead in their Granby, Massachusetts basement, covered in paint, and the last trial used a paint specialist to bolster the prosecution's case against Rintala. But in September, the state's highest court overturned that conviction because it determined one of the expert witnesses did not use reliable scientific methods. The prosecutor, Gagne, says the district attorney's office is ready to try her again without that witness.
I've never had a case be tried four times, so it certainly is unprecedented. But on the other hand, this is a murder case. Anne Marie Cochran is not coming back. Her family still grieves her loss every day, so we have every incentive and every motivation to try again.
However, Rintala's lawyer, Chauncey Wood, said Gagne's vow to go back to court is not a sure thing.
We're optimistic that when he's had a chance to think about it and we've had a chance to talk at greater length about it, he might change his mind. People change their minds.
A few hours after the bail hearing, Rintala's parents posted bail and she was released. The next hearing is scheduled for December 17th. For New England Public Media, I'm Karen Brown.